Today's show is sponsored by Druids Fluids for all your holy water needs. This is the Technical Difficulties. We are playing Citation Needed. I have an almost randomly selected article from everybody's favourite reliable source of knowledge, Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right gets them a point and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Rather.
And today we are talking about Bossable.
The what? Can you use that in a sentence for us?
Football.
No.
Are we talking a sport, though?
Not even close.
Is it a type of ball? Is it roughly spherical?
Yeah, it is roughly spherical.
Is it a body part?
No.
Is it a seed or fruit or...
It's a foodstuff. I'll give you a point for that.
Bossable is a foodstuff, then?
Yes.
Is it deep fried?
No.
What?
It's not from these shores, then.
Is it made of pieces of other things?
It's a foodstuff, though, isn't it?
Every foodstuff, let's be honest, unless you're eating pure sodium.
Yum, yum, yum.
It's pretty much made of pieces of other things.
Yes.
Like, you get, like, a fish cake, or you get fish.
Okay. No, it's made. It's made of other ingredients.
Is it of Africa?
It's Dutch.
Dutch.
It's Bush Dutch. It's a Bossable.
Bossable.
Bossable. The Dutch people are going to
kill me. Is it pickled?
No, not even close. Completely the other end of the spectrum. In fact,
so it's raw.
If you had a spectrum, no, in terms of taste, from pickle until it all.
All right,
the way.
It's something sweet then.
Yes.
Right. It's a treat, a cake or something like that.
Yeah. And it's roughly spherical.
Truffles.
I don't know why I'm doing
Is it a sweet cake based Edam?
You know what?
What, Yetost?
That's close enough I'm going to give you it. It's basically an oversized profiterole.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oversized profiterole.
How oversized?
About the size of your
you can
head.
Fit your head in it and lick all the cream out the inside before you eat its remains.
Like a helmet.
of the Dutch space program with a giant profiterole around the head of a man in the lower atmosphere. Okay, the cream is keeping me fed.
I have eaten it all. I am too fat for the parachute.
I'm glad we finally washed up on the nationality we're going to insult for this show.
No, but think about it. You could have the chocolate slices like a visor, couldn't you? Because the further in the atmosphere you go, the colder it's going to get and the more solid she's going to be. All right, it won't survive re-entry very well if it's chocolate, but, you know.
You've got the cream for insulation.
Yeah!
Not a phrase I've said before.
Again, as it gets... Yeah, they had a point, these Dutch people, with their profiterole space programme. You could fit them inside a giant Twinkie or Barney Bear or something as the space suit.
So Bossable was the name of their first space capsule?
Yes.
Bossable 1!
Yes, absolutely, in the same way the first French spaceship was called Profiterole.
Was it?
No.
Did not
it
won't
be called Profiterole, you knobhead,
it was called Baguette.
It's called Baguette. Profiteroles are small. We're talking one that's as big as a space helmet.
We're actually talking one that's about 5 inches. It's a little bit bigger than my There is a bit of culinary advice in this article. What's the best way to avoid spillage when eating a Bossable?
Sit on it.
Eat it whole.
Ride it.
Puncture it. Suck out its delicious innards and then consume the outside.
Yes.
Squeeze it like a spot.
Sit on it.
No,
unsurprisingly.
With a spoon.
The best way to avoid spillage from your Bossable is the question you're asking.
Yes, I am.
Is there a special receptacle for this?
No,
a Bossable sphere, for instance.
I don't like Bossable spillage.
No, who doesn't?
I'm not a fan.
Vanish won't touch it, will it?
You turn it upside down. Well, actually it says the best way to avoid spillage is by eating the pastry upside down. I don't know whether that means the pastry.
Or the person.
Or the person.
That's my kind of dessert. The kind of dessert you have to be strapped down for. That's the taste sensation I'm looking for.
Right. All right. We've got a 3-person slingshot and a Bossable. Here we go.
Oh, yes. What would it feel like to be hit by a 5-inch wide profiterole at speed?
Well, based on the juggling ball I got hit with, it'll be bloody painful.
I got hit by a water balloon in the face.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
you
painful.
Ended up with a real big welt.
I've still
didn't
got
you?
The animated gif of that somewhere. I'll see if I can kind of paste it in about here.
I'm thinking, what would the cream do? Would it go, you know, would it be like not evaporate, but you know the action when it melts. And
I like to think that it turned on Newtonian. It would go solid, and you just knocked unconscious.
I can believe that. Actually, that water balloon.
Oh,
hurt.
Christ! If you did it with a custard-filled one, it would do Ooh, that.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
Because custard is non-Newtonian.
Wait a minute.
Only if it's not sugary. You put sugar in, you actually turn it into just like regular. Right, it would still be enough to.
Hang on, we've discovered a new weapon, chaps. If you could put that on the barrel of a Navy frigate.
I can't.
Because I've seen that episode of Dad's Army where they fire onions at people and that looked like it hurt. So
factually accurate ballistics.
Steel and depleted uranium. Custard filled chocolate.
I'm not saying it's used for destruction, I'm saying it's used for shock and awe. Splat and awe, really, wouldn't it?
There is a bigger version of the Bossa Ball, just to drag us back
the
to that.
The Super Bossa Ball.
Well, you see, that's pretty close. I don't actually want the Dutch word for it, but if you could tell me what it's called when you translate it to English.
The Mega Ball.
The Very Big Profiterole.
You know what, I'm going to give you both points. It's Giant Ball. What I love is that in the See Also section of this page is just list of pastries.
Oh, let's see how many we can guess.
Quick fire round, name some pastries. Matt.
Danish pastry.
Point. Gary.
Cream horn.
Oh, good lord.
Point.
Shoe bun.
I tried to spell that S-H-O-E there and it didn't work.
Also that.
I'll give you a point. It's under eclair, but yes, point.
Eclair.
Point.
Viennese whirl.
Good lord.
No, it's not on the list.
That's not a pastry, that's a biscuit.
Ooh. You could have me on a technicality there.
I also like in here we have Cronut has already made it into Wikipedia.
What is one?
What?
Is it a croissant and a donut?
Hey? It's a donut made of croissant pastry bread dough.
But isn't that just a croissant with a hole chopped out of the middle?
No, it's deep fried instead of baked.
You know those yum yums they have in Greggs?
Oh, it's a yum yum.
It's one of them, yeah. Only it's made with croissant dough.
So it's butterier and more layers and such, and causes more flakiness down the front of a shirt of a morning.
I've never thought, oh, I don't know whether I want a croissant or a donut.
No.
I want one or the other.
I don't get the whole American breakfast thing of having like donuts and something that sweet and that sugary.
You've eaten ricicles. I don't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man, ricicles with the little spaceman.
Spaceman?
Captain Rick. Yeah.
Good grief, do they still make those?
I don't think they do. I've not seen bicycles for a long time.
On the other hand, if we do find some, I'm having them tomorrow.
According to everyone's favourite unreliable source of knowledge, yes, they still sell them.
Yes!
In the UK.
They don't put them in the variety packs anymore, though.
That's all right. Wow. I can eat a whole box.
Yeah, just what,
in one sitting. Out of
the
box.
Well, you remember the box of Cocoa Pops I brought last time we did this. I ate them in 2 days. I think box of ricicles in one sitting's on.
Fistful of ricicles.
That's just
for a few ricicles more. The good, the bad, and Captain Rick.
Yes, all these.
It's Coco the monkey just sat with a hat down over his eyes at the side, just throwing a knife up and down.
Are we saying Tony the Tiger's the sheriff?
Yeah.
There's an entire section in the Cronut article on controversy. Can anyone tell me how much they were selling for? Because the original Cronut is trademarked to one bakery. They were selling them for $5. How much were scalpers selling them for later in the day?
Oh, you can't. Well, they're not going to last that long, are they? Being a French-based bread product, they've gone off within about an hour.
As we've previously established.
Yeah, so I'm going to say
$20. $20? You know what? Even though it's a terrible way of doing it, I'm going to do Price is Right rules here.
Oh!
So closest without going over.
Can we have the little yodeling man going up a hill here?
No. $20?
Yes.
Chris?
$20.01.
Oh!
Nine.
$9. $100. You get it.
Yes! For a bloody pastry?
It was one of those things where the public get a fixation on it and it starts snowing. It's basically Bitcoin in pastry form.
You could almost get a flight to
Except
Paris.
It lasts longer.
Hey! Hey! Can anyone give me some of the alternate names that people have called the Cronut just to get around the
table? Donant.
Fatty Wheel.
Flaky Death.
Fat Whirl.
Fat World, no.
Dossant?
Dossant.
Isn't that just close to selling a dozen?
Also on the list of pastries, we have something called Nun's Puffs.
Brannan, I feel this is short.
Please make a non sequitur.
Oh.
Non sequitur. That took me like 3 seconds. That was good.
Oh, I'll not monk around anymore.
I've had that joke on a list for years, and that is the first time I've been able to use it.
Oh, you're lucky, because you were really nonchalant when you delivered it.
It's not the kind of habit you want to get into.
Now,
leave you wimpling in a corner if you keep doing that.
It's listed as nun's puffs. That is a euphemism.
I read about this recently. It's
actually called.
Are they those little round buns with icing and a cherry on top?
That's not the cherry, but they're basically like kind of a light dessert pastry.
They're the ones with have the name Nun's Farts.
Point and
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh yeah.
They are called Nun's Farts, and they are just a ball of pastry that is very, very light with a cream filling in them.
So profiteroles.
Under another name, yes.
Sorry. Could I have a Nun's Fart, please? Of course, sister. That'll be £5, please.
You can sell it on later for 100.
Yeah. In a jar.
On that note, I think, Matt, you got most points. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not counting.
I certainly didn't get any, so it wasn't me this time.
Matt, congratulations. You win a copy of the game where you have to get executives of a disgraced bank to jump through pipes and defeat Bowser. Super Lehman Brothers.
Oh! It's all right. Enough time's passed for that one. Isn't
Until next time, that's been Matt Gray.
Bye-bye.
That's been Gary. Brannan, I didn't say your name.
That's Gary. Knobhead, everybody. We've been working together for what? How long now? Oh, yours, Knobhead.
That was Gary Brannan.
And that's Chris Joel.
Bye.
Sod it.
Kiss face.
That was a good pastry-based episode there. I like that. Thanks for watching. If you've got this far, then hopefully you like the show. Leave us a comment if you do. The feedback we get from you all is really welcome. Or better yet, tell some other folks about us. And don't forget there are audio episodes of our Reverse Trivia podcast at techdiff.co.uk.